Hi, this is Imani Taylor, and I'm here again with Elizabeth Press, also known as EP, this time to talk to her about her experience being a queer parent in 2019. Hello, EP.
Hi, Imani. Thanks for having me back.
So you have a son. How old is he?
Almost two. Two in April.
Two in April. Happy early birthday.
Thanks. We almost made it 2 years.
And you are in a same-sex relationship, correct?
True. I have a wife.
And how long have you two been married?
We actually only got married right before our child, Sylvan, was born because we were a bit nervous about the current political climate and having a child as a queer couple. So, but we had been together. We've been together now for about 6 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So what was it like raising Sylvan, explaining to him the world, you know? Like, he looks around and he sees all these traditional families, wife, a husband, and a kid or two. So how was it explaining your family dynamic to him?
Well, Sylvan is only 2 years old, so this is a journey we're just really beginning. Sylvan's understanding of families and what is quote-unquote the norm is really just coming to be. We, though, constantly talk about families and different families and chosen families and what makes up a family, and we have our family dynamic, which we have and try to have a lot of other families that are either single parents or grandparents raising kids or, you know, straight traditional families or two dads. We try to expose our child to a lot of different family dynamics. And we also have a bunch of different books. So whether it's on gender, whether it's on class, whether it's on, you know, racial diversity, we try to, you know, what we read with our child, we try to expose them to a broad view of the world that is maybe not as most kids were raised, which is reflective of their own personal experience, which might lead more to a mom and a dad and a kid. And Sylvan knows that he has a mom and a mappa. And
I was going to ask what he calls you.
Yeah, he calls me Mappa. And
how do you spell that?
M-A-P-A. But as he might say, it is Mappa. Mappa.
That's
and
cute.
Sometimes he calls me Mama, but okay. For the most part, I'm the Mappa, and Angela is the Mama.
Cute. So does he ask a lot of questions regarding parents, like types of relationships?
Not really. I mean, we do a bit of a childcare cooperative with some of our friends. And one day a week, he is taken care of by a friend who goes by Daddy. So sometimes, you know, in learning people's names, he will either call me EP or Mappa, and he'll call Angela, my partner, either Mama or Mama Angela. So he's like learning people's names in association with who they are, like Uncle Cameron or what other relative we might have. And so when he first started hanging out there, he was a bit confused, and he started calling this other parent Daddy as well, or, you know, the other mom who goes in her house by Mommy. Started calling her Mommy. So he's too young to really understand. And we explained to him that they, you know, as who he is, he should call them by their first names. And he does, but it's still very new and confusing. He's not even 2 years old yet.
How'd you come up with Mappa?
Well, I really wanted to be called something that was gender neutral, that was not really, you know, some people go by Baba in this world, or some people go by Ren for parent. And I wasn't quite sure which one to go with, but for a while, Sylvan was calling us both Mama, and it was rather confusing and didn't feel quite right. And if you've ever seen Transparent, there's a Mappa in there.
I haven't. I've been wanting to.
So I sort of felt like it was a sweet way of having Ma in the name, but not quite being a Ma.
I agree. Would you mind sharing how Sylvan came to be?
Sure. I am the non-birthing parent of our child, so my wife, Angela, carried Sylvan. We used donor sperm, and that's how he's here today.
So you got a while before you have to explain that.
For sure.
When he realizes that, you know, everyone has a father.
Well, not everyone has a father.
Well, everyone has a sperm donor, if you will.
Yeah. But yeah, we. I think it will be part of our constant dialogue with him of how he's here and who's his family. And don't think we will wait until, you know, he's a teenager to have these conversations. It's going to be part of our raising of him.
Are you looking to have more children in the future?
Wow, you're getting right into it, aren't you? I think we've met our number, but you know, in an interview, you never want to say something like that of being so solidified in your decisions. But I feel I feel complete in our family structure right now. But we'll see what happens. As like a queer family, as a non-traditional family in an area of upstate New York where there are a lot of less queer folks around than New York City where we came from, I think it's always constantly on our mind, this idea of not only our relationship, but how we're raising our child. And we really do try pretty hard to not force gender norms onto our child. So, you know, our child gets hand-me-down clothing and it can be something that leans more toward like a gendered boy's clothing or gendered female girl's clothing. And we let our child decide what he's going to wear and how he's going to present. And as of now, we haven't cut Sylvan's hair at age 2. That's not really based on a gendered thing per se, but it's touching on some Jewish tradition where you don't often cut your child's hair until the age of 3. So, you know, we're conscious of how our child presents in the world. And, you know, some people use she, her, hers pronouns with Sylvan, and we don't correct them. You know, we're not going to force gender onto our kid, and we're not going to also forcibly not have, you know, gender as part of the conversation. So as of now, we use male pronouns with him for the most part, or gender neutral pronouns with him. But we will, you know, it's a part of the raising is to have gender be part of the conversation as well.
I read an article recently about how parents of newborn children are not assigning a gender to their baby. They're called babies, if I remember correctly. I think that's cute. Just letting the child decide for themselves.
Yeah, and I mean, we haven't exactly done it in the way that we've just used gender-neutral pronouns with Sylvan, but we really are not gender-policing people around him or trying to, you know, force him into a gender identity that doesn't suit him. It's just, I don't think at Sylvan's age he knows yet. So we're pretty flexible with terminology in terms of gender with him and gender expression in terms of like what we're putting in him in terms of his attire.
So I know he's not in school yet, but does he have like play dates or interact with other kids a lot?
And yeah.
Like, what have you noticed among his interactions with other kids in terms of gender, sexuality?
I mean, they're just seemingly like kids these days. I mean, we have our friends have a child with long hair who is a male child. And we have this book, Uni the Unicorn, that has supposedly this female kid that I always use, you know, kid instead of like she or girl when I read the book to Sylvan. And Sylvan started, when we get to the page that this kid is on, started naming this kid his friend who is a boy with long hair. And we just go with it. So he's starting to recognize the world and similarities with people and what people look like. And it's just actually having these, you know, that, oh, that looks like X, Y, or Z person. And I see how you can see that. That seems familiar. And he's starting to do it across the board, whether it's gender, whether it's race, whether, you know, it's all sorts of things. He's just a sponge at almost 2 years old and absorbing the world. And for us, it's just how to keep all of these ideas that he's expressing in constant conversation and not shutting them down. And, you know, I think a lot of us, or both me and my partner, were raised in families where you don't necessarily talk about gender, where you don't necessarily talk about race, where you don't discover till later on that you are a specific race different than other people. So we are just trying to figure out a way that to normalize these things and the differences in people and honor them.
Well, that's great.
Thanks.
I think you're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks.
What do I know about parenting? I'm 21 years old, but I think you're doing a good job.
I appreciate it.
Well, I guess that's it, really.
All right. Well, we'll check in another time.
Thank you so much for speaking with me about this topic.
Of course.